Father, I thank you for Nancy, your servant. And I know, Holy Spirit, that you're going to use her today to bless the body of Christ. And we give you praise for it in advance, in Jesus' name.
Well, first of all, I stand in agreement with Kathy. I hope everything that I say today is not from me, but from the Lord. And back to the passion thing, Miss Kathy ministered to me a good bit when Papa first died. I'm going to try not to cry through this, because the last time I spoke was at the Rivers in August of 2008, the year that Papa and I got married, and I spoke on Boaz, my kinsman redeemer. That was the last time I spoke. And y'all know prior to that that I had been speaking a few places, but that, because my season had changed. And Miss Kathy and her wisdom and God's anointing gave me some words. And one of them was right here when she said, "You've been stagnant." That was the second time she had told me that. And I had been. But my life was my Boaz at that time. And I had, and that was my season. And when I first came here a couple of months ago, I couldn't worship. I mean, I could, but I couldn't. And I felt it. And I said, "Lord, I need that joy back." There's been some things that have happened right after Papa's death. I'm not going to go into a lot of details about that, because that's not why I'm here. But this word that I'm giving you today, because it came in around the 1st of October. He died August the 8th. Matter of fact, it was October the 8th. And I got to listening to teachings of Kenneth Copeland again. I needed his presence strong. I needed that joy that, because where I was going, there was the, you know, it was okay, but it was hard. So with that said, and ministry, and I'm here today to share this word with you, what I learned in it. I got excited about it. Miss Kathy's asked me several times before to come, even while I was married with Papa. And I would, okay. But when she asked me this time, it was like, yes. I didn't hesitate. The Lord said yes. So I said yes. So I hope y'all get out of it. I hope it ministers to you. And I'll try not to keep you here too long, because you've got all this food in here. But you didn't tell me you were having food. I could have brought something. So you didn't. You probably did. I mean, I said, okay, fine.
You did bring something. You're bringing this word.
Okay. Yes. That's right. Oh, the best food. That's right.
But I'll get to the, but the Promised Bible, I went to Proverbs 20. No, excuse me. Yeah, Proverbs 20. And as soon as she told me about it, I ordered it, and it really, really helped me.
Passion.
So yeah. I'm just going to stop at that, and I'm going to kind of get into what I'm going to talk about. And look how neatly I type. No, I didn't. Remember, I told you I had gotten this from listening to Dr. Avery Jackson. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of him, but he's a neurosurgeon, and he was on Kenneth Copeland. And they were talking about body, mind, spirit, and soul, you know, things like that. But they were thinking more about how the body feeds the spirit and how we can keep the spirit fed. And they were talking about exercise and laughter. And we all know we need to exercise. And I go to this. I had been needing therapy for a few years, but I didn't do it because I had Papa to take care of. I just couldn't go to therapy. About the same, right before I started listening to this, or around that same time, the Lord said, "You need to get your therapy." So guess what I started doing? I started exercising. So everything that they were teaching me about exercise, I started learning. And I said, it's so true. I feel a lot better. I'm walking better. My back is better. But I still need some more therapy. I'm going to continue to do it at home. But it changes the blood flow. When I start talking about this, it's all about your blood flow. Okay? And what do we know about the blood?
Life in the blood.
There it is.
Wow.
And so it's all about the blood flow to the brain. And do you know that everything that's ever happened to you from the time you were an infant in the womb, mm-hmm. is still stored in the back of your brain. Mm-hmm. You never lose it.
Right.
And it'll pop up every now and then. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes you have to suppress it because mm-hmm. it's not the good memory. Mm-hmm. And they talk about children and things and trauma and things like that. And I'm not going to get into a lot of that. I am going to get into some of it because I would have to be an expert. But what really stuck out with me through the whole thing was the laughter. Mm. The laughter.
Mm.
And today Miss Jordan showed me something she was studying. She said, look at this, Nancy. Listen. She stopped me. Had joy in it.
Mm.
We're over here. And the words, remember that one song? We had to start laughing because we couldn't, we know what was coming next.
That's right.
Yeah. So I said, Lord, that's good. Miss Kathy stood here and talked about joy. And I said, okay, just keep on stepping on the toes because mm-hmm. this is good because this is what. Now, joy and laughter might be two things. So I had a list of questions, so I'm going to try to do this and keep on track. And I praise God that it's you ladies because I'm back. I'm home.
Amen.
You know, I'm in front of family.
That's right.
I'm not in front of a bunch of strangers going, yeah, but yeah, I've got to go.
No.
Yeah. I didn't know I was going to do that. I didn't plan to do that, but, you know, it's just who I am. So my main scripture today is going to be Proverbs 17:22. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to read it from the NAS. A joyful heart causes good healing, which is also good medicine.
Mm.
But a broken spirit dries up the bones. Mm. You all remember that now.
Mm.
Dries up the bones. We're going to come back to that, or we're going to go to that a little bit later. In the Amplified, that was the New American Standard. In the Amplified, a happy heart is good medicine, and a cheerful mind works healing. But a broken spirit dries up the bones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Guess where I'm going? I'm going to the Passion. I got it. Where'd I get it? Lord, I've marked it now. What happened to it? Okay. Yeah, that's it. I'm sorry. I talked to myself. I need a recording.
That's okay. It's all good.
A joyful, cheerful heart brings healing to both body and soul.
Mm.
Body and soul. What's your soul? Your mind, will, and emotions.
That's right.
Okay? I got it. But the one whose heart... Yeah, well, that's mainly what I wanted to talk about. I just wanted that one part right there. I'm getting myself confused. But the one whose heart is crushed struggles with sickness and depression.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how's your heart?
Mm-hmm.
How's your heart? Mm-hmm. I would read the other versions, but it doesn't. So what is laughter? Well, first of all, laughter is mentioned 42 times in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you might even be able to think about some places where you've read about laughter. The wiki definition, y'all know what wiki is?
Mm-hmm.
You got to go to the computer to know what wiki. But the definition is an audible expression of merriment and amusement. Okay? There's movies about laughter. There's books about laughter. There's songs about laughter. But we're going to deal with what the Word has to say about laughter.
That's right.
Okay. So today I'm going to share with you about what laughter that can make you healthy along with exercise, and the benefits that you can have will be astonishing. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, I can't even read my own handwriting.
That's okay.
So I'm going to ask you this, when was it? Now, I know some of you ladies laugh a lot. Now, I know Shirley can. I've been around her. And she has some good belly laughs. So, when was the last time you had a good belly laugh?
Wow.
You know. Okay. putting aside the worries and the cares of this world in your mind, will, and emotions. So just think about that. Everybody thought about that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not too long ago, we had one in here, a little bit. My belly kind of laughed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to tell you in a few minutes exactly what happens when you do all that.
Wow.
All right. Yeah, my belly. I got it right there. Science has confirmed that a merry heart is good like a medicine. The Word of God tells you that, right?
Yeah.
I had the scripture, I forgot to write it down. Look at that. Anyway. So, I know it's in there, but I can't think of a better medicine. If you in sickness and disease, and if you can laugh and you got a merry heart, boy, that's going to be fun. And think what it does for the blood.
Mm-hmm.
Think what it does for the blood. Now, there's 5 health benefits for it, and I'm going to go over there in just a minute. That's all that nice typing I got over here. Okay. Do you know that the body does not know the difference between a fake laughter and a real laugh?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Doesn't know. As far as the body, have you ever just started laughing at something? Go, And then all of a sudden you go, and all of a sudden you're just laughing, okay? Because what it does, it makes the endorphins in your brain. I practice that word a good bit. That's one of the feel-good things that goes in your brain. And this is all coming from a neurosurgeon. Okay, Dean, you're looking at your brain. Dean's okay. And so it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
Just like drug addicts get a hold of the, you know, dope. That's where dope comes from, dopamine. Anyway, it makes them feel good. And the brain, the body, likes that feeling. All right?
Yes.
And it's making you feel good. Plus, you got that blood flow going. So, then that's why it doesn't know the difference. So, later on, we're going to start ha-ha-haing and see what happens. Even if the anticipation of laughter, the blood will start flowing. If you're seeing something and you know something funny's about to happen, all of a sudden you'll find yourself laughing. And I wrote this down so I need to say it. The Word of God does for the spirit what exercise and laughter can do for the body.
Amen.
Wow.
So when you're with the Word and you're reading the Word, you are exercising your spirit man. When you pray in tongues, when you dance before the Lord, you are exercising your spirit man.
Mm-hmm.
And you're building him up. You're making him strong. Okay, let me flip the page now. And you know, I told you, Dr. Avery was quick to say that God created science.
Mm-hmm.
He made this body, and he knows what it can do, and he's made it to repair itself and heal itself.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I would want to be, you know, but I know what I was going through. And my daughter can tell you a lot about what I was going through. I couldn't sleep. Worry was setting in. I didn't know what was going to happen. But I'm a woman of God, and I know I should trust Him.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to get back to where I was.
Mm-hmm.
And this teaching really just helped me so much. So, Dr. Jassen says, God built in mechanisms, thank you, Dean's over there saying it, not to me, in his brain, mechanism to heal our imperfect earthly bodies.
Mm.
And laughter is one of them. Just one of them. There's others, but laughter is just one of them. Laughter increases the blood flow. All right. Now, most of this is from Dr. Jackson. I don't want to take credit for it because I'm not a neurosurgeon and I couldn't figure this out. And, you know, Kenneth Copeland had said that get the notes, because you can go on headline, kcm.org, and you can print the notes from this. Okay? Get the notes, share it. He said, I told Miss Kathy, and I said, he also said, anytime anybody asks you to share the word, don't ever say no.
That's right.
And that's going to be my motto from now on. Because I have said no so many. But I heard that after Miss Kathy had told me, Miss Kathy, yes. So, and I told the Lord, that's fine. That's fine. I mean, the Lord who went so far as to have me get my passport. Tiffany said, Mom, are you going somewhere? I said, I don't know, but the Lord told me to go get my passport, so I must be going somewhere. I just don't know where. And I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know how fast it's going to happen. I don't care. I'm going to... I'm going to change this a minute. I saw a sign on the road the other day at a church. It says, get ready for the overflow.
Mm. Boy,
and I said, oh, that sounds good. Yes, amen. See, that's why that sounds good. But the Lord said, no, stay ready for the overflow.
Wow.
Stay ready. So how do you stay ready? You exercise your spirit, man.
Wow.
So you need to stay ready. Not get ready. He said, you can tell people get ready and they'll just take their time.
Wow.
He said, but if you stay ready, when it happens, you're there.
Expected.
You know, you're there. You don't have to say, oh, wait a minute, let me go do this. You know, and I said, oh, Lord, that's so good.
That
I never would have
good.
Thought about that because, you know, I was like that too. Oh, get ready. I said, yeah, get ready. He said, no, stay ready. Have fun. You can laugh about that.
That is good.
Oh.
I mean, to me, that means exercise your expectancy.
Yeah.
If you're going to stay ready for the overflow, then you live in a spiritual place of expectancy.
Mm-hmm.
You're always expecting God to do something.
That's what he told me,
Amen.
Kathy. I just didn't go into all that, but that's fine.
We stand in agreement. Amen. We do.
That laughter improves your blood flow, which reduces your stress hormones, lowers your blood pressure, and activates your immune system.
Lower your blood pressure.
You see, that's what I did when I first heard all this. I couldn't write it down fast enough. But like I said, if you don't get it, notes. that's why Proverbs says in 17:22, a merry heart goes good like a medicine. I told you I had it someplace. When you exercise and laugh, you are increasing blood flow to the brain. Now, we said that a few times, but two or three times helps. Isn't that what the Lord says? Facilitating God's healing mechanism and preventing disease. It can also repair or prevent disorders. I can't say that other word, so I'm just going to go to disorders like Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
We were made to move and be joyful.
Mm-hmm.
Move.
My God.
When
my
you
God.
Exercise, young children. On an average, and I might repeat some of this, have 300 good belly laughs a day. I can see that because I can see Emma and I can see my grandchildren. A typical adult only experiences about 10 per week. Now, these are all done from studies. Okay, you got to think about that because the health benefits of laughter are too great to ignore. Laughter is so important to your health and blood flow, you even get benefits if it's put on laughter. Remember, we talked about that a little bit. He says that Dr. Jackson forces himself to laugh many times throughout the day. Even if you don't feel like it, you need to make yourself laugh. And this man does surgery, you know, for hours upon hours. He's a renowned surgeon. He was called at the age of 8. And at the age of 8 to be a neurosurgeon. If you start laughing, even when you don't want to, it won't be long until you're laughing out loud at how funny you sound. Have you ever laughed at yourself? Everybody laughs at themselves, don't they? I mean, I loved it. I loved it. Sincere and fake laughter have amazing health benefits. Once more. What is even more impressive is how much your body benefits just from anticipating laughter.
Wow.
You get more benefits just from anticipating. Studies show that stress hormones like adrenaline drop 70% just from the anticipation of a good laugh. Why mood elevating hormones called endorphins get a boost.
Wow.
You hear about endorphins, supposed to be good for the body. Well, so just anticipating it. 70%. The bad goes down and the good goes up. I just saw that. I'm preaching to myself.
Oh my God.
If you want to live in divine health, spirit, soul, and body, get your body moving. Get on your daily belly laugh. So no matter what, you need to have at least one today.
I call you and start laughing.
Come back in the back laughing.
Who's this?
Okay. The second benefit.
You need
to
laugh at yourself.
Right? The second benefit is laughter reduces pain. Now, we kind of covered that a little bit, but he gets more in this one. Hand in hand with blood flow is the issue of pain. You know, because, you know, when your blood flow, you know, it hurts when it don't flow right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. I was going through some of that. And I imagine some of you have gone through that, too. And we mentioned there's an opioid epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because they're seeking that release from pain. And those drugs give them that temporary relief.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine if they laughed.
Mm-hmm.
They would need it.
Right.
Yeah. And it says they're highly addictive, which, you know, people will steal, kill, and all that. But God has a better way. God has his own prescription for pain. Exercise. I have to throw that in. Which acts as a natural painkiller and laughter. Both of them work in the same way as a prescription or over-the-counter painkiller in the way that they chemically affect the cell receptors in your brain and body. That's God's amazing design. Exercise and laughter can help you overcome your pain because he's designed it like that. He is the creator of science. God made the naturally occurring hormone dopamine to relieve pain. We can increase our dopamine levels through both exercise and laughter and reduce the pain naturally. A 10-minute belly laugh. I'm pointing at you, Shirley. A 10-minute belly laugh relieves pain for up to 2 hours.
Wow.
My Lord. I'm surprised you ever have any pain, Shirley. She's always been laughing.
Oh, my God.
Mercy. In combination with speaking the word of God and standing on his word for healing. I skipped something. But if you focus on getting yourself to exercise and laugh in combination with speaking the word of God and standing on his word of healing, you can take a control over what might seem to be an out of control situation. Yes.
That's powerful.
Standing on the word of God for healing is first and foremost. This is not saying don't trust God. You can't laugh if you don't have him. You know. But adding exercise and laughter to your routine is clearly beneficial. Number three. I had the other one about exercise. I said, Lord, that's too much at one time. Because that one's good too. Laughter prevents diseases, which we kind of went over in the very first thing. The benefits of laughter and a good chuckle can prevent disease too. You have an assignment on this earth, and staying in good health is part of God's plan for your life. One way to accomplish this, find the funny in life.
Find the funny in life. That's good.
Can y'all find the funny in life?
Amen.
Okay. Research has found that laughter can improve your health and prevent diseases by lowering your blood pressure, releasing muscle tension, and I had found out that all this problem I was having was my muscles were like this, so tense that they just wouldn't loosen up. When they did, and then they tensed more and they cramped, and then I was holding fluid in my muscle areas. And I, really? I didn't know you held that, because they were doing some massaging and stuff back here, because they do all that when they do therapy now. They do all sorts of stuff. And she said, that's all, I was swollen back there. She said, that's all swollen. She said, yes, you do have a little bit of a behind back there. But she said, but a lot of that was swollen. And I said,
wow,
I never knew that. I had lived with it for so long, I just thought your back hurt. That's okay, my back hurt. I didn't know it was all that other.
Wow.
All right. Increasing feel-good hormones. Dopamine and endorphins. As Kenneth Copeland said, he said dolphins, but anyway. Okay, Kenneth, that's enough. Decreasing stress hormones, boosting the immune system, burning calories, and giving I know, I love that one.
Levon.
That was a good one. Right? Yeah. And giving an overall sense of well-being. Laughter can burn calories. Also, and just think what it does to the muscles. Because when you laugh, you move your whole body muscles, sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes you go down and laugh and you come up. That's exercise. Laughter has been found to reduce tumors, increase the effectiveness of cancer treatments, and lengthen the lives of cancer patients. And then he gives an example of a guy that did that. But I'm not going to go over that. Okay, everybody laugh. That was planned. God planned that.
Yes, God planned it.
The joy of the Lord is not just the strength of your spirit. It's the strength of your mind and body too. The Bible tells us to count all joy. James 1, 2. In every circumstance for your own physical, mental, and spiritual protection. Once in a while, laughing is not going to cut it. You've got to make laughter a regular part of your life, just like exercise. Everybody go, God, I like the laughter part. I'm not so sure about the exercise part.
That's the easy one.
That's why I've got to talk a whole bunch about exercise. I figured if Miss Kathy wanted me to come back and talk about that some other time, I could do that. Or you can go on kcm.org and look. She's running away. No. Now, his prescription, and he's got a book out. It's called The God Prescription by Dr. Avery Jackson. I ordered it. It's on back order, and I got it.
Wow.
And you can't go online and get it yet. Now, you might look up at a bookstore someplace. I don't know. But I can't wait to get it. But I'm having to wait. Laugh even when you don't feel like it. Watch or listen to shows by comedians who do not use them bad words.
Absolutely.
Don't do that. Like the Carol Burnett Show. Y'all, a lot of you remember. We used to laugh at them all the time. And there's a comedian named Tim Hawkins, but I don't know who he is. So anyway, read comics in the newspaper. No, skip the political ones, okay? Because some of them do not make you laugh. You just come on, you just want to go, come on, people. But read the fun, watch funny YouTube videos. The ones with the babies and the animals. We love all those.
Got the Hayes cheeseburgers.
See. Things that will make you laugh.
Monk. Yeah. Crazy monk.
Number four. See? Laughter improves emotional health. I think this one I needed the most. I had lost my husband. And now I've lost my mother, and I've lost aunts, and I've lost uncles, and my former husband passed away, but he was not my husband. He was my former husband. And I was there for him, and I was married to Papa. But it was one thing losing Papa. And so, and Miss Trudell knows, and some of you other ladies might know, and you don't expect it to be that hard. And with the other attack that came against me, it's one day after he was put in the grave, I was really not sleeping. I didn't know, you know, again, it was just bad. So I needed this emotional help. I needed God. I needed him to come back. I needed to come back. I didn't need him to come back. He never left me. But I was there, like I said, for a season. It improves your emotional self. It also reduces stress. Lord, I was stressed. Tiffany was stressed, too. Tiffany's doing better, too, aren't you, Tiffany? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We both were stressed. Because she was stressed because, you know, it'd be like you with your mom. You know, y'all understand that. Your mama. You got a mama? Uh-huh. You know, sure. You know. It also reduces stress, which is a major player. He does repeat himself sometimes among causes of diseases. Emotional health. This is research, all research now. Is strongly connected to physical health. Because emotional issues affect how we see the world, which will, in turn, impact our bodies and emotions. And they do.
Yeah.
Because, you know, what does the world do? What does the world do? The world attacks you. Yeah, man, you can get kind of tired of this. You're like, what did I do? You know you didn't do anything. But then you've got to look at some of that's just pure evil. Part of our emotional health comes from how we process our past circumstances. Mm-hmm. Remember I told you, you don't forget anything. Mm-hmm. It's in there.
Right.
Yes.
Even when you die, your brain don't go with you, but you still got your memories. Mm-hmm. They were talking about that. I was still like, my mouth is just like, really? You said, hey, I'm going to forget all that. But now you're in the presence of the Lord. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, you know, it's different. Okay. When one experiences emotional trauma, let's say as a child, as his example, it often leads to chronic pain and depression in adulthood. Get that out, Nancy. Adulthood, that's a big word, isn't it? Because there is a direct correlation. I did read this several times. Between what happened to that person and how he or she perceives the world as an adult. Without the help of the Lord, those traumas can cause people to see things flipped around and not in the light of the truth of God's word. What do we see in this world now? We see a lot of people that aren't seeing what the word says because they have been traumatized. And it can happen to you as an adult. But, you know, he's using the child. But just think if you're a child and you have the trust. It can destroy trust. Without the help of the Lord, those traumas can cause people to see things flipped around and not in the light of the truth of God's word. The only way to make all things new and move into emotional health is through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
His joy is our strength. And it, along with other fruit of the Spirit, is imparted to us when we become born again. So that's what we have to do. We know we're born again. But that we're going to need to help other people laugh. You know, just laugh about it. I think I told Tiffany that one time, and she told me something about it. She wasn't going to laugh about nothing. But she probably said that to me, and I probably told her, I'm not laughing about nothing. But the Lord laughs in the face of his enemies.
Yes, he does.
You can go and look through the Word. I looked up scripture about laughing. He laughs at his enemies.
Yes, he does.
He laughs at us. So we need to start laughing. Along with laughing, the Lord said to him, is forgiveness, though.
Yes, yes.
And now that's not here. But forgiveness is death.
Unforgiveness is death.
Unforgiveness, excuse me.
That's okay.
Unforgiveness is death.
That's right.
So if you have unforgiveness, then you're never going to experience laughter like you should, mm-hmm. or the presence of the Lord like you should. And that's something else. We had a good study when I was going to the school, and about unforgiveness, mm-hmm. and I had some unforgiveness in my heart for some people, and it was eating me alive. Well, you know, there's more on my lips and other things. Mm-hmm. But because of that study at that time, I saw I needed to release it. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, things went... not 360. Amen. It did a 180. Just 360, right. You can come back where you're at. You don't want to come back where you're at.
Right.
You just change. Mm-hmm. And that person... I thought I was justifiable in what I said to that person. And I think I was. But... And I'm not denying it, but it was the way I held the unforgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
That person showed up at my doorstep a few weeks later, wow. after I let it go and gave it to God and said, wow. I can't have this anymore, crying,
wow.
mm-hmm. asking me to forgive them and for what they had said to me, and couldn't even remember what all was said. Mm-hmm. But he said, every day I went to church, he said, the pastor was pointing his finger at me. For weeks, he said, I couldn't take it anymore. He said, I had to come over here. I said, would you like to come in the house? No, I don't want to come in the house. So, I said, I have situations in my life right now, and the Lord has told me. I've had one prophecy given me, and that's because I can't hold that unforgiveness. I don't want to die. You know, I don't want to die. I got a long life. This is a recipe so you can take that 120-year promise if you want to.
Mm. Yes.
That's what
wow.
it is.
Yes.
Wow.
So, and that's, you know, I tell them all the time, I'm lifting them 120. Not the way I was going. But I feel like I might make it.
Yes.
You know? And I want to be walking on my own two legs and thinking my own thoughts and,
right.
and making
that's
my
right.
own meals.
I
don't
right
want to. I don't want to be. I can't do that again. You know, if I could be as strong as Papa was up until the last, I'd be doing good. But he did have some, you know, problems right there. But anyway, let me get back on subject. Okay, born again. Joy is a big part of pushing the reset button on emotional trauma.
Mm.
But you have to operate it by faith.
Mm-hmm.
One way to do so is through laughter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all didn't know why I was going to say mm-hmm. that, did you? When you come to laugh, when you choose to laugh, you choose the joy of the Lord, and that decision positively affects your spirit, soul, and body. It's who you are really meant to be in Christ. I kind of said that a minute ago without knowing I was going to read that again. Oh, laughter is a factor of emotional healing. Amen. Whenever you start to feel sad, despondent, or depressed, make yourself laugh.
Make yourself laugh. Wow.
Remember, your body doesn't know whether you're laughing spontaneously or you're forcing yourself to laugh, but the benefit is the same no matter what.
Wow.
Okay? Keep that in your mind.
My.
Now Dr. Jackson, and I can see this, recommends, I see this is the doctor talking, not me, combining laughter with physical and spiritual exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He likes to dance in the spirit or pray in the spirit while doing other physical exercises.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, like I said, this man, he talks about people that sits 8 hours a day. He talks, he's a surgeon. He could be standing there sometimes close to 24 hours a day. I mean, he said there are some surgeons that have, you know, some surgeries that have lasted that long.
Wow.
He said, but get in, and he works in his belly laughs as many as he can every day. He said, when you do that, you obey God by making him your joy and refusing to take on the stress of the world.
Amen.
Boy, that stress can be, and we see people all the time. I said, geez, I wish they'd stop talking like that. So I tried to put, you know, have you ever been around somebody who just makes you feel like, they always have, they're all, like, okay, I know I go on Facebook, and I see these people always say, well, this happened to me, and I don't know what, and this and this and that. So I'm going, you need to make a change. Mm. I mean, you know, this is the same thing that you asked that happened to you just a week ago. Now you're letting it happen again. Mm. You know, and I try to pray for them. I'm not going to tell you I do it every time, but sometimes I go, oh, well, I'm not going to say praying for you again because they apparently they're not receiving it.
Apparently.
I said, yeah, because the more you make it like a, like something, or you, you know, a sad face or something like that, or if you make a comment, then those people's names are going to keep on popping back up on Facebook.
Yeah.
So I was like, I said, Lord, forgive me, but I have prayed for them. It's in all in your hands now. So
move on.
All right. Number five. Laughter strengthens your spirit. Mm. Oh, Kenneth, there was a thing about Kenneth Hagin had gotten sick, and I got it on the next page, that's right. It says, Nehemiah 8:10. Mm. And I'm getting close to the end, everybody. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Spirit, soul, and body. There is an anointing that comes from joy that strengthens you when there is no strength.
Mm.
Now, who doesn't want the anointing? Who doesn't want the anointing? I don't care what type of anointing it is. If it comes from God, it's good.
That's right.
So,
only good.
Laughing from an overflow of joy in the spirit has tremendous spiritual benefits. When you laugh, you defy the devil's ability to bring sadness, fear, or despair into your life. You laugh in his lack of authority instead of dreading the future. You will laugh at the days to come. Proverbs 31:25.
Oh, wow.
That helped me so much.
She laughs at the days to come.
Oh, it helped me so much.
Proverbs what?
31:25. The best source of laughter is overflowing joy that comes from an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Kenneth Hagin, and I don't know, some of you know who Kenneth Hagin is. He's gone. He's gone. Not junior, but senior. But they used it on him. He said, he used to laugh. Okay, he was just sick. Okay, he knew the truth. He knew this truth. And once used it to laugh at the devil until his heart systems disappeared. One night he was experiencing heart symptoms, and up out of his spirit came laughter. And as he laughed, the devil asked him, "What are you laughing at?" You. But Brother Hagin said, "I'm laughing at you because you said I'd never get my healing."
Mm.
You like that little southern accent I put
on
there? I heard that myself. He kept laughing by faith until he laughed those symptoms right out of his body. That's the joy of the Lord and the power of laughter to strengthen your spirit. Kenneth Copeland says, the Bible says the Lord sits in the heavens and laughs at the devil.
Yes.
Psalms 2:4. Now, there's some other places where he laughs, too, because I ain't got those on. So go ahead and laugh. If they laugh at him, we all laugh at him, right?
Amen.
Oh, so go ahead and laugh. God is, when we should, too. But do it expecting into your financial enemies, your family's enemies, Oh, you're recording this. Our physical enemies are made your footstool. Mm-hmm. He says that's what we got to do is make our enemy. So guess what? You can do it by laughing. We think we got to stomp on them all the time. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is laugh at him. Mm-hmm. And he's under your feet. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's easy. Why do we make it so hard for him? Mm-hmm. Oh. So those five surprising benefits are something to a lot of us. Well, for me, I was like, oh, no. Our laughter are worth laughing about. Mm-hmm. Laughter is free, easy, and fun, and without side effects. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, when I was, the Lord had led me to start reading the first Genesis. And when I was doing this, I looked up laughter.
Bible study, they've started back in the book of Genesis.
All right, well,
amen.
I tell you what, I know I've read it before. Mm-hmm. Been a long time, you know, because we're saying New Testament a lot, don't we? New Testament, good. Mm-hmm. But you need to get over here, like, what, Lodabar's story and all that type of thing. You remember Lodabar? Anyway, Jerry's going to tell you about all about Lodabar. We forget that my life was based on what. And, you know, Shirley, he told me that I was like the woman with the issue of blood. At Fox's church, one of the first times I went, he said, Mary, I had that vest with the hot peppers on it. I'll never forget that. But anyway, let me go back to this. I want to end with this. The ladies are going to love this. And I got two men in here might not think it's funny.
You got three,
but I think they'll laugh too, huh?
You got three, including Harris.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just
thank
right
you.
Past Harris.
We're on your side, Harris. We're looking out. We'll catch you back.
But anyway, I woke up one day and I started thinking about something I had read, and I said about laughter, and I said, and the Lord gave me this, and this I wrote it down, but I kind of did it like this too. I want to end with this. Y'all all know about Sarah laughed, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Okay, women. Okay. In chapter 17, it says, Sarah laughed in Genesis 18. Mm-hmm. All right, and I'm going to read that in a minute. I got to get it up on my phone. In chapter 17, the promise was given to Abraham. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me get it up. Y'all can open to Genesis. I don't if you got it. I'm going to do Genesis 18. No, I'm going to do Genesis. Where am I going to go, Lord? Oh, I have to look at this piece of paper. Okay, Genesis, I'm going to go to 18. Hold on a minute. And that's 10. That's 7. Okay, we're at 10. And I'm going to read. He said, surely I will, this is the Lord. He said, I will surely return to you at this time next year. And behold, Sarah, your wife, will have a son. And Sarah was listening at the tent of the door, which was behind him. Mm-hmm. Now, you know the Lord knew she was in there. Mm-hmm. Now, Abraham and Sarah were old and well advanced in years. Mm-hmm. She passed the age of childbearing. Mm-hmm. So Sarah laughed to herself. Okay, she laughed to herself when she heard the Lord's words, saying, I think she's thinking to herself. If she laughed to herself, she's probably thinking to herself. But it says saying, so maybe she spoke out loud. After I have become old, shall I have pleasure and delight my Lord husband being so old?
Yeah.
And the Lord asked Abraham,
<I'll be loud. laughs>
Barely laugh. And why? And then the Lord, see, I told you, this is going to make you laugh, this whole thing. And the Lord asked Abraham, why did Sarah laugh to herself? I said, Lord, why'd you ask Abraham? And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you in a minute why I think he asked Abraham. Okay? Oh yeah, I'll be there.
Said, you know women.
See, that's why the Lord told me to end with it.
Thank you, Dean.
He said, why did Sarah laugh to herself saying, shall I really give birth to a child when I am old, so old? Well, I thought, you know, did you say it? Okay. Kind of said that, didn't she? Yeah, but I'm not going to tell the Lord he said something wrong. I mean, he said, is there anything too difficult or too wonderful for the Lord? At the appointed time when the season for her delivery comes, I will return to you and Sarah will have a son. Mm. Then Sarah denied it.
You know how women are.
Wait till I get to the men part.
Yeah. You're having too much fun with this.
She said, I did not laugh. Because she was afraid. Because she was afraid. Okay. All right. There was a therefore in there someplace. Where's that?
Here.
Anyway. And the Lord said, no, but you did laugh. Okay. Then the men got up and they left. Okay. Now.
Wow.
I think when Sarah laughed.
Oh, Lord.
This is what I believe the Lord was showing me. It really wasn't a laugh about doubt, mm-hmm.
right.
or not believing that he couldn't do it.
Right.
You women know that if somebody came up to us, a certain one of us, probably just about everybody in this room, and especially the men, and told us that we were going to have a child,
yeah.
What would we do?
I would think
crazy.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Yeah, right.
I don't really think, you know, I think it was kind of that laugh, but I also think it was a laugh of joy.
Yes.
I'm going to have a child. But she couldn't, but it was so unbelievable in some ways. But I don't think, you know, that she really meant it is unbelief. You know, I know that's the way it's been pictured, but it was not unbelief. I think it was just her, the way God created her. So, did you want to say something? You just raised
me. Well, I said that even so, all God did was ask the question. It wasn't like, condescending.
Yeah, but he asked Abraham.
He asked him.
Yeah.
It wasn't like.
Yeah, you're right, because it's, you know, when he asked Abraham the question, mm-hmm. and when she said she didn't lie, he said, but no, you did. Okay? I'm getting to that, too.
But Nancy, Karma's got a thought, too. I think it would be a good place to interject this.
Okay.
I don't know if you were going to go here, but I caught it at the beginning. The Lord showed me, and I caught it. Never caught it. In all these years, I never caught it before.
You want me to say you want to see? Go ahead.
I believe the Lord stirred the laughter in Sarah. Mm-hmm. When he stirred that laughter, it healed her wound.
Oh, my God. Because she laughed on the inside.
On the inside she laughed. And it healed her wound. Now on the outside to the men.
On the outside to the men,
she thought, I ain't experienced no joy in years. What did you say?
Woo!
with God. All these years walking with God, that is a revelation.
That is a revelation.
That is good.
That healing.
And then when you spoke in Proverbs, whatever that Proverbs scripture was, we're laughing into the overflow.
Amen. Into the overflow.
So when you're always laughing.
Yes.
That you're staying in that overflow.
Staying. Were you here when I was talking about, I saw the sign that says that you
yes.
should get ready. You should
yes.
stay ready.
You
keep
said, yes.
Keep
yes.
you,
and
keep
then you
ready.
Spoke a scripture in Proverbs that said about going into, I don't know which one it was, but you are, it's like us right now, this finances, we keep sowing into our next finance. And when you're laughing, you keep laughing
God.
Into that next
into the future.
You keep into the next realm. And into the next
That's
over.
Right.
That's why you stay in the overflow, because you keep laughing into it.
Oh, okay.
Wow. The healing of her wound came
out. I hadn't seen that, but see, that's why the Lord told me. That's why the Lord told me to end with this, because I'm going to write it down in a minute, because I did not see that part, but I knew that it was like, man, I can't, because she, that kind of goes with what I said too, when I said, I believe that she was like, really? I mean, you know, she was happy,
yeah.
So she received it. And then it healed.
Yeah.
Wow.
She laughed. She laughed. Oh, what have we been talking about? Laughter heals you.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah. That's what I caught that.
That's right.
I caught
that's
it.
Right. Okay.
That laughter healed her womb.
Ooh, yep.
My God.
Okay.
My God.
Wow.
Oh. My God. My God.
Mm. You know, she just didn't mean it the way it sounded. Okay.
Oh,
but
oh.
I'm going to go to this now.
Oh.
In chapter 17, we're going to go back to chapter 17. I know y'all said more. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make you laugh a little bit more. I'm getting to the men. I'm getting to the men.
Okay,
17,
men, get back in here.
In chapter 17, it's when the promise was given to Abraham. Okay? And I think I got it starting at 11. This was just yesterday. I mean, this word was given to me. I usually date it, but early on, kind of early on, but then he told me to make it the ending. Let me go back here. 17. No wonder I forgot to put the other chapter, the other 17 down. Jeez. Okay. No, it's not. That's when, no, it's all 17. Y'all just bear with me.
You'll find it. Amen.
17. This is the sign. This is the sign of my covenant. Okay. What were you going to say?
I'm trying to help you find it.
I think I'm just going to go up here to verse 1. Okay. Let's just start with verse 1. It says, when Abram, remember he's not Abraham yet. He's not, he becomes Abraham a little bit later on here. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. Walk before me with integrity, knowing that you are always in my presence, and be blameless and complete in obedience to me. I will establish my covenant, the everlasting promise. Okay. Between me and you, and I will multiply you exceedingly through your descendants. Then Abram fell on his face and worshiped God and spoke with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and as a result, you shall be the father of many nations. No longer shall your name be Abram, exalted father, but your name will be Abraham, father of a multitude. I will make you like the father of many nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you. Kings will come from you. I will establish a covenant between me and you and your descendants after you throughout the generations for everlasting covenant to be God to you and to your descendants after you. I will give to you and to your descendants after you the land in which you are a stranger, moving from place to place, all about the land of Canaan. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Further, God said to Abraham, as for you, your part of the agreement, you will keep and faithfully obey the terms of my covenant. you and your descendants after you. This is the sign of my covenant, which you shall keep and faithfully obey between me and you and your descendants. Every male shall be circumcised. Mm-hmm. All right? So I'm going to kind of skip here. Every male among you, 8 years old, including your servants, your whole house, mm-hmm. money, that, and this, and that. Then God said to Abraham, as for Sarai, your wife, you shall now not call her Sarai, my princess, but you could name her, would be Sarah, mm-hmm. princess, not my princess. Mm-hmm. Now she's a princess. She don't belong to you, Abraham. She belongs to God. Because mm-hmm. she's fixing to carry the child of promise.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. my God.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I will bless her, and indeed I will also give you a son by her. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Yes, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Look at what he's doing for Sarah. Mm-hmm. Kings of peoples will come from her. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed. Mm-hmm. Who? Dean, where you at?
In the kitchen.
Who laughed? Who laughed first?
Abraham
laughed.
And because the two were one, no wonder she laughed.
Sarah's always the one they talk about. She laughed. Abraham laughed first.
Wow.
You know, the man laughed first. Yeah. I was like, okay, this is the promise given. Okay, the promise was given to Abraham.
That is good.
The circumcision is a sign of the promise. Mm-hmm. All right?
That's good.
He told Abraham, number one, the first time he told Abraham that Sarah was going to have a son was right there. Okay, number one, verse 16. Then he fell on his face and laughed and tried to bargain with the Lord. This man loved to bargain. Later on, that's when the three people come and they go to destroy. He's always said, well, Lord, can you do this? Can you do this? It's a man. Got to do that bargain, got to work that deal, right? With the Lord?
From the beginning.
It says, okay. And Abraham said to God, oh, the Ishmael, not the child of promise. Now, I'm going to give Sarah a son. Did you not hear that? That's going to be the child of promise. But he was over here going, oh, but Ishmael. Why not him? My firstborn. That's what he said. My firstborn. Might live before you. Abraham, the Lord just told you what he's going to do. What you trying to do? You trying to make a deal? I mean, this is not door number one, door number two, door number three. He said, but God said, no. See, God does tell you no. Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son indeed. Okay? Number two, that's twice he's told Abraham. Sarah's going to bear. And then in this one he said, Sarah and Dan, you shall name him Isaac. God named him Laughter. Isaac means laughter.
Yes.
Okay, now I done told you Sarah was going to do this, and you want to try to negotiate with me. So because you laughed at me, I'm going to call him Laughter.
That's what you get.
And I will establish my covenant with him. As for Ishmael, you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Okay, that was number two. Number three, let's go all the way down to verse 21. I got tickled when I was looking over this. I said, Lord. Okay, 21. After he said, okay, I'll do this for Ishmael. But, I just had it in my eyes. But my covenant, my promise, my solemn pledge, I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to you at this time next year. Mm-hmm. And God finished speaking with him. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to chapter 18. I'm having fun. I'm praising God right now.
Amen.
This has just been a blessing. Get my little phone to work here. That's 19. I want 18. Okay, 18, verse 9. I know y'all are there because I take my time to get there. If you're not there, that's fine. I'll read it to you. Number 9. Then they said to him. Okay, this is when they come back.
Yeah.
Okay, this is when Sarah hears them. Well, yeah, 18. Verse 9. Then they said to him, where is Sarah, your wife? And he said, there in the tent. And that's when he said, surely I will return to you at this time next year, and behold, Sarah, your wife, will have a son. Four times he told Abraham. Do you think he's got it right yet?
That's a man for you. You know one reason why Sarah laughed?
You know why God asked Abraham why Sarah laughed? He had four opportunities, three before that moment, to tell Sarah. God came and said, you're going to have a son.
And
God probably thought that Abraham had told Sarah.
Oh my goodness.
And so when he said, Abraham, why does Sarah laugh? Well, Lord, I forgot to mention that to you. I really forgot to tell you about that. Sarah doesn't know a thing. No, she didn't. So yeah, she did what you did, Abraham. She laughed.
Oh, my goodness.
But you laughed, Abraham, and tried to cut a deal with the Lord to give it to your firstborn, Ishmael. But Lord said, no, you're going to have a son with Sarah. I'm giving Sarah a son. Mm-hmm. He gave Sarah the son.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. He gave Mary the son.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Promised son.
The promise. Both of them.
Promised.
Isaac was the firstborn. Isaac was the firstborn of the circumcision.
That's right.
The son of promise.
That's right. Yes. That is right.
What
that
is Jesus?
He's the firstborn.
Oh, the circumcision of our heart.
That's right. Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
When we accept Him as Lord, and just showed me that part. When we accept Him as Lord and Savior. I'm going to tell you what happened to me. I can't gonna tell you the whole story. But I physically felt my heart change. And I didn't know anything about the ripping of the veil. But when I learned it, I said, oh, my God, that's what happened to me. Mm-hmm. The veil ripped in my heart.
Oh, my God.
We were circumcised. When you were born again, your heart was circumcised.
The child of circumcision. The child of the circumcision.
So, Abraham, if you told Sarah... And stop trying to worry about Ishmael.
Make a deal.
Stop trying to make a deal.
They say the greatest deal makers in the world are those Mediterranean type.
Yeah.
That whole region.
Yeah.
They're bargain people.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, yeah.
They're to this day, they are bargain people. Yeah.
I end it with that. Because I wanted y'all to laugh. Because the Lord said, I kind of wanted to start with Sarah because I love the story so much. But then as I was writing it and going over it yesterday, the Lord even showed me more, and He showed me more here, and then He opened up Carmen. But He said, now I want you to end with that. So, did we all get a good belly laugh?
You want your promise.
Yes.
Your promise will come through laughter.
That's correct.
So, when she said that Abraham laughed first, and he told him like four times, he probably was laughing all this time while he was telling. So he had to heal Abraham first and get everything on his system static.
So that she would have pleasure.
It wasn't Sarah that was just dead. Sarah wasn't the only one that was dead. Abraham was older.
Yeah.
Now I'm exercising.
It's real simple. The Lord caused Abraham to laugh so it will strengthen his seed. He caused Sarah to laugh so that the land would be strengthened to receive the seed. So then the harvest would come. The harvest and the harvest would come.
Which is laughter.
Which is really chilling.
Oh my God.
Hallelujah.
Oh my God.
Nancy, that's such a good word.
That is a good word.
But this word has gotten to be a part of our every moment walk with God.
Yes.
Kathy will tell you, not just three Sundays or so ago, I told her that when I shut the door and I've already listened to some worship, I've already listened to news because I keep up with stuff every day so that I'll know how to pray. But then when I'm done with all that, I turn on Matlock.
I love Matlock.
I have watched it. Or I'll turn on Diagnosis Murder. Because, and then out of that, and I'm telling you that this for a reason. Because even though these are characters, back then, those characters, they would, in their writing, have them to do certain mannerisms. Mm-hmm. Matlock always did certain things in his character.
Preacher of habits.
Yeah, they would do that. And so I'm sitting there working on the desktop while my laptop's playing it. I've watched it so much that I'll say the line before they say, dear Lord, please have watched this too many times. Because I don't even have to look at it.
I'm turning it off.
I can listen to it. But see, you know what I'm doing is because I've told Kathy I've had to make with what I've been going through, I have to make myself laugh.
That's right. Yes. That's right.
So the Lord has been putting me on this track. And then with Nancy today, I've learned scriptures from it. It has sealed it. It has brought confirmation because the Lord has been stirring me to laugh again. And I'll tell people, I'm not going to a movie if I can't have a good cry or a good laugh or both. I'm not going to these ones I got to do like this. Then that even brought me more confirmation to tell people, if you're going to movies to do this, are getting the total opposite of what God wants you to have. If I'm going to be entertained, I want to laugh.
Laugh, yes.
So anyway, that's a good word.
Very good word. Very good word.
Every moment. Very good word. Every moment. Not every day. Every moment.
That's a good word.
Every moment.
Laughter.
And that revelation that came. See, even that laughter, you can look at that laughter. Brought revelation. Even the laughter that was going on in the room. I mean, laughter does wonderful things. I'm going to conclude with this thought. Proverbs 15:15. Everything seems to go wrong when you feel weak and depressed. But when you choose to be cheerful, every day will bring you more and more joy and fullness.
Amen.
Joy is a choice. Proverbs 15:15. So, Father, we thank you for your servant, Nancy.
Yes.
We pray your blessing upon her, Father God.
Thank
we pray
you,
your blessing upon her. Thank you for her obedience, Lord. Father, thank you for her obedience to bring your word and to bring truth, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you bless her and keep her and you cause your face to shine upon her, Father. And you lift up your countenance upon her and grant her peace, Father. Nothing missing and nothing broken in her life.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
I just want to thank you, ladies, for inviting me. And being so receptive.
Amen. You made us laugh, yes.
It was what we needed.
What I needed.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness.
Amen.
I done laughed so much. Actually, my belly hurt.
Okay. I'm gonna pronounce the Arianic blessing real quick, and then I'm going to cut the record off. We're going to say the blessing. And the Lord bless you. May Yahweh, He who exists, kneel before you presenting gifts. May He keep you. May Yahweh, He who exists, guard you with a hedge of thorn protection.
that will prevent Satan and all your enemies from harming you. May he protect your body, your soul, your mind, your spirit, your loved ones, and your possessions. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. May Yahweh, he who exists, illuminate the wholeness of his being toward you, continually bringing order so that you will fulfill your God-given destiny and purpose. And be gracious to you. May Yahweh, he who exists, provide you with perfect love and fellowship, never leaving you and giving you sustenance, provision, and friendship. The Lord lift up his countenance on you. May Yahweh, he who exists, lift up and carry his wholeness of being toward you, bringing everything that he is to your aid, supporting you with his entire being, and give you peace. May Yahweh, he who exists, set in place all you need to be whole and complete so that you can walk in victory moment by moment by the power of Holy Spirit. May he give you supernatural health, supernatural peace, welfare, safety, soundness, tranquility, prosperity, perfection, fullness, rest, and harmony, as well as the absence of agitation and discord. In Jesus' name,
amen. Amen.